Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. In the end of November, I was in Chiang Mai, and I was preparing myself for my surgery in my shoulder. And I found one book. And this very interesting book, the introduction, came with three words, three prepositions that he used, and it was exactly with Christ, like Christ, and for Christ. And when I saw these three words here, three prepositions here, I just sent right away. I sent an email from Phil and said, "Phil, I think this could be a very good series for us to start the year." And today we are beginning 2020, and I start to think that for everyone here, we are everyone in our spiritual journey from the day you were born to the day you die. We are in a journey. And from the beginning, we all were created to have a relationship with our Creator, our God. And so we start this week, talk about with Christ, and you can follow the next week. But I want to show this picture here. What comes to your mind when you look this picture? You have 30 seconds. The first thing that comes to your mind when you see this picture, don't think too much. It's early in the morning. Just say one word.
Balance.
What? Law. Law. Justice. Fairness. The way to please to God. Mm-hmm. Cross. It's good to see a cross. Anything else? So during the week, I was looking for this picture. And when I saw it, I said, wow. Because we are beginning the year, you know, and everything we talk, it's about balance. You know, balance meal, balance life, and try to put all together how you can balance work to home, to family, to relationships, how you balance everything. How can we have a balanced life? So I started to think that most of all, what you have here, it's from one side, we work in what we are. So it's our being. The next. So this is one side of our spiritual life. And so we try hard to understand, what am I? Why am I? And it's hard. And the another side, it's about what we do. So we have doing. I need the mouse to go at the same time. Okay. So this is our life. This is our life. It's being and doing. Be in doing, all together. How can we work on this? Okay, but one thing is very important here. You can notice that without cross, we never have real balance. And all we were called to live a balanced life. But this will be only possible through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. If you don't have the cross to help you, will you turn for do so much doing or to think too much in being, but never be a balance in your life, in your spiritual life. Okay? So it's very important to be in Christ. And my question here now, it's, are you in Christ? You can see that your life has the cross of Jesus Christ in the middle. Try to put together what you are and what you're doing. So it's a very fair and good question to start a new year. Because without Christ, we cannot survive. Without Christ, we cannot have a balanced life. And I found this thirst, Mark verse 3, verse 14, that said, he appointed 12 that they might be with him. And this continue, but this I will talk later. Be with him. Be in Christ. So for this week, for today, we'll talk about this. The next week, you talk about what is about being or be like Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness. From one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Can you see the connection here in Christ and like Christ? First of all, we need Christ. We need a relationship with God. We need a relationship with Christ. And after that, we can be like Christ. So this will be for the second week. And the third week in finish, we talk about 2 Corinthians 5, 4, 15 that says, for cross loves compels us. Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die. And he died for all, that those who live should not long live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Can you see the connection? In Christ, we need a relationship with Jesus. And we'll be like Jesus. And because we saw everything Jesus did, because you can see how much he loved us, we are compelled to live our lives for him. This should be the picture of our spiritual life. Next, please. So you can see here, it just assumed that we would look for like, with, and for the next 3 weeks. But just let's start. Mark verse chapter 3, verse 14 says, he appoints 12 that they might be with him. What can you learn from this verse? First of all, the priority of the kingdom of God is not have the job done, but it's walk close to God. This is our priority. This is, should be our priority. It's a matter of priority. Be with Christ in our daily base. This is, should be our priority. And when I was thinking about this verse, just came to me a very good example. Luke chapter 10, verse 38-42. It's a very known passage here. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus are close friends of Jesus. Very close friends. They're home at Bethany. It was about 2 miles, just close to 4 kilometers from Jerusalem. It was a familiar place for Jesus and for disciples. So, anytime Jesus went there, have a good time, sit, drink tea, eat some plof there, maybe. So,
they had many times a very good time there. So verse 38 says, as Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Luke tells us in verse 38 that she opened her home. This means much more than just coffee. This means much more than just a tea. Was an act of hospitality. So this attitude of hospitality was heavily regulated by the custom and social expectation in the time of Jesus. There is a lot of things that Martha and Mary should do to fulfill their responsibility as a hoster. So 39, verse 39. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Luke tells us here that Mary sat down at the feet of Christ to listen what he was saying. He was listening. And one thing came in my mind is I tried to imagine Mary, Jesus was in a living room, and Mary came, and the disciple was there, 11 men, okay? Remember what time we were here. And she came, and she sat at the feet of Jesus. We need to understand that no woman could become a disciple of a rabbi at the time. But she was there at the feet of Jesus. By sitting at his feet, Mary assumed, or tried to assume, a position as a disciple, very close. So her action was socially unacceptable for that time. Verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care? Probably she doesn't say like that. That my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. During all time, Martha did a very good job. She worked well. She worked under everything that was socially acceptable and expected of her. She was prepared the meal for the guests. She was right. Everybody expected that. Look here what said of Martha. Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. It's very clear here. Now, try to imagine the scene. Jesus knocked the door, okay? And Martha and Mary received Jesus and the 11 guys for your house. 11 guys, 12 guys come to your house. Okay, so Martha and Mary go to the kitchen. Okay, try to imagine it. I just try to imagine the scene. And at the kitchen, there is no microwave, okay? So it need to cook everything. So it's Martha and Mary. So Martha is here, cut the meat, okay? And Mary is cut the carrot for the plov, try to peel the garlic, okay? And everything was here. And Martha was so busy. Whoa, we need to. And the gas is there. And when Martha, look, where's Mary? She's gone. So I try to imagine that Martha went to the door to try to go to the room. And when look at that, what? It's Mary. Listen to Jesus. Just like, wow, the word of Jesus. What do you think was in Martha's heart? What probably would do the same, or maybe worse. The truth is, in some point, we don't know, the Bible did not say, some point when Mary was cut the carrot here, she realized, do you know, it's much more important to go and sit at the feet of Jesus than everything else. I don't know what when it was, but was one time there that she realized, doesn't matter. The chicken can wait. The bread can wait. But be at the feet of Jesus. I cannot miss that. Mary had made a conscious decision that that moment, being at the feet of Christ and listening to him, was more important than anything else. Martha was mad because Mary had left preparation, sat down to feet of Christ. So Martha wants to Christ. So Martha wants Christ to tell Mary, like, Mary, please go and help your sister. We are fine here. We have we are in our cave, man cave, no. But we are here, talk. Just go and help. We are hungry. Maybe Martha was waiting that. And Martha also, maybe, was waiting. Jesus said, Mary, please, look. Look how Martha is doing. Look how hard work she's doing. So please, Martha, thank you very much for your hospitality. You do so much while your sister is here. You work. Wow, thank you. I think maybe she was waiting there. Are you Mary or are you Martha? You don't need to answer. Are you Mary or are you Martha? There is not wrong with being a doer. There is not wrong. Except when keep us from the feet of Christ. There is not wrong to be a doer, except when keep us to be in the feet, on the feet of Jesus Christ. Except when we start to criticize our brothers and sisters because they don't do in the same speed, the same quality that we think we do. This become a big problem. Verse 41. Martha, Martha. How I try to imagine how Jesus said that. Imagine, people on the ground, disciples around him, Mary is there, Mary is there, and Martha come and said, Master, and Jesus look her. I try to imagine his eyes and said, Martha, Martha. I remember my son, for example, Azafi. So Azafi, sometime I hope the door is always open. When I open the door, he is watching YouTube, you know, teenagers, YouTube. And I said, Azafi, Azafi, go study math. Azafi, Jesus was not mad with Martha, but try to imagine, two times, when he called two times the name, Martha, Martha, Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or, indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus was ready to embrace Martha, but she was busy. Jesus is ready to embrace us every morning, every day, but many times we are busy. We are busy. Christ points out to her how she has allowed her heart to be distracted by many things. Martha, don't allow, he was saying to Martha, Martha, don't allow the words and upset of this word to choke the seed of life in your life. Mary has chosen the better thing. We need to notice here that he didn't say that Martha had chose the wrong thing. Jesus didn't say that. And Jesus didn't say that Mary had chosen the right thing. The things which Martha had been doing, hospitality, were a good thing, but it was a lesser thing than be with Christ. How often I find myself doing things which are not wrong, but which can distract me from listening to the Word of God. How often I find myself distracted, worried, and upset by many things and neglect the better thing, that's be in the presence of God. So I have to decide and plan to spend time with Jesus Christ every day. Why? Because if I not decide, if I not plan, if I don't quick, I will quickly become like Martha. If I not decide, if I not plan, spend time with Jesus, I quickly become a doer and not a disciple. I quickly seek to live up to the expectation of others and forget that I am called to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is my priority. In verse 42, Jesus is saying that what Mary has heard while seated at his feet is of eternal value. Look what Jesus said. It will not be taken from her. What Mary heard will not take from her. Martha, or no one can take what Mary heard from Jesus Christ. Sit in his presence, listen to his voice, hearing the word of God. It will not be taken from her. This is the idea. So, before send the 12 out to preach, to heal people, to expel demons, Jesus brought them to be with him. We need him. We need Jesus before everything. God called us, his people, to share the gospel, but our first call is to be close to him. And we are beginning this year, we need to remember, not only this year, but every year, we cannot forget that. Our challenge to this new year remains the same, to maintain the balance of our lives. We need to be in Christ and maintain our fellowship with him. This is our main priority. This is what God called us first. I love John 15, verse 9-5, when Jesus said, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. 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 Everything depends on Jesus Christ. So we cannot miss the opportunity God gave us every morning, sometimes every night. Depends if you are a morning person or a night person. To spend every day with Jesus Christ. This will keep our spiritual life in balance, because without Christ, without spend time with Christ, the tendency is you never find the balance. But how can we do that? Read, it's easy. It's easy. 3 points, like a good Presbyterian. First, read the scripture. The only way you have to know God, you need to know Him, it's what He says in the Bible. It's easy, but it's hard to do for many. To keep in your heart every day, we spend time read the Bible, to know Him. Because He will say what He loves. You need to know what He likes, what He loves, what He agrees, what He disagrees. It's the only way we can know Him. It's reading Scripture. Pray. We need pray. And pray, it's different for everyone. For someone like to be alone in the room, it's fine. For some like to walk, but don't cross the roads here praying. You need to have attention. Or biking. But yeah, walk. Just go outside and pray. Spend time. You know, to know a person, you need to spend time. I know if you are married for many years, probably you have the same experience. But after 25, almost 25, I and Andrea will be our anniversary in July. We have 25 years together. Okay, 25. And many times, I start to say, wow, I'm doing like her. And many times, she's doing like me. And the another thing, this week happened, that I have a phrase in my mind. When I said to her the phrase, she was ready to say the same phrase for me in the same time. But you know why this? Because we are together a long time. So if you want to know God, know Jesus in relationship, we need to spend time. And much more time you spend with Him, much easier it will be to recognize His voice. So we need our challenge for 2020, if our whole life, is keep these three simple but so hard to keep doing. Read this scripture, pray every day, separate the time, put in your watch, in your cell phone, and say, you know, 8 o'clock, pam, 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 it's time to be with God. It's fine if you need to remember that. But keep this in mind. Please. So this is our spiritual life. From one side, it's about being what we are. The other side, it's about what you do. But to have this imbalance, we need first to be in Christ. And although I divided here in three parts, it's all work together. It's just to be easy to understand. But first of all, the most important is to keep the balance of our life. We need to be with Christ. We need to be in Christ and with Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for your word. Help us. Help us to keep our relationship. Help us to like Mary, decide that be with you is the most important thing we have. There is nothing that we can do can be better than be in your presence. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.